Lesson 2, the vowels of the Australian dialect. The first warning that I have to give you here is not to think of these things that we're about to do as totally isolated pronunciation changes. You've got to integrate them totally into this resonance that we've been working on the previous lesson. Otherwise, you're going to sound like an American making vowel substitutions. Okay, we're going to look first at those vowels which are very, very similar in Australian dialect to the way they're pronounced in Cockney dialect. And most of these initial vowels come from the movement of the tongue down off of the soft palate in the back of the mouth. The 1, 2, 3, that pulling down of the tongue in the back of the mouth. The first one is the long E. So instead of E, E, you're going to open the nose, pull down the back of the tongue and get E, E, E. It's almost an E, E. I'll say the words and you repeat them. American resonance and American pronunciation first, and then moving to the Australian resonance and Australian pronunciation. Each, each. Agree, agree. Cheat, cheat. Achieve, achieve. Slightly, slightly. E, E. Please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden. With the soft Australian, please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden. More pump and more through the nose. Please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden. Steve went to pieces upon seeing the bowling green. In the soft Australian, slight nose, rear nose focus, Steve went to pieces upon seeing the bowling green. E, E. Harsher, more pump, more nose, Steve went to pieces upon seeing the bowling green. The same basic change happens on the O, or the OO in American. It's the pump down of the tongue, ooh, ooh, ooh. So instead of moon, moon, ooh, moon. Truth, truth. Gloomy, gloomy. Prove, prove. Flute, flute. The sentences again. I always knew that prunes never turn blue. Soft Australian, I always knew that prunes never turn blue. And the harsher version, I always knew that prunes never turn blue. Ooh, ooh, more nose, more pump at the back of the tongue. The gloomy June moon makes fools loony. Soft, the gloomy June moon makes fools loony. And ha The same basic change takes place on the long A. I as the tongue goes down the A. Change So able. Greatest. Played. Australia. Famous. The fateful delay in rainfall created a great wait. Soft. The fateful delay in rainfall created a great wait. Get that tone focus. Created a great wait. Don't try to do it just by saying created a great wait. It has to be partially through the nose with the tongue pump. Increasing that. The fateful delay in rainfall created a great wait. The ailing aviator chased victory for its own sake. Soft version. The ailing aviator chased victory for its own sake. And more pump, more nose. Harsh version. The ailing aviator chased victory for its own sake. The long I. In Cockney, of course, becomes oi, oi. It's the right time. In the Aussie, the lips don't push quite as far forward. So instead of it's the right time, you can get it's the right time. It's the right time. The tongue is still pumping, it's still going into the nose, and it's a slight, slight rounding of the sound. Bright, bright. Time, time. Eliza, Eliza. Writer, rider. Widest, widest. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. Soft version, get the resonance placement. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. Harsher version, more pump, more nose. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. A life of violent crime is a sign of the times. A life of violent crime is a sign of the times. Even more, a life of violent crime is a sign of the times. Not going all the way to sign of the times as in Cockney, but sign of the times. Slightly rounded lips, and definitely through the nose. The long O is another one that doesn't go quite as far as Cockney does, where in most Cockney you get ow, ow, ow so slow. But in the Australian, still through the nose, pumping down the back of the tongue, ow, ow, ow so slow. Oaken, oaken, lone, lone, stone, stone, soldier, soldier. Slowly the ocean rolled home. Soft, slowly the ocean rolled home. Harsher, more nose, more tongue pump, slowly the ocean rolled home. It sounds a little bit more like the Cockney ow when you get into the harsh Sydney or Western sound. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Soft version, the oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Ow, ow. It's not the ow of standard British, it's not the ow of Cockney, but woefully echoing tone for tone with the nose passage open. The harsher version, the oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. And there are two other vowels which have similarity to what happens in the Cockney, although these are not as closely related to the work of the back of the tongue. But one is the short O sound. The short O is in what we say in the eastern United States, rock opera, except for New England, of course, where they say rock opera. But the short O is going to be in Australia very similar to the English oh, 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 with the lips slightly rounded. Still, a slight little nasal focus here. Rock or rock. Rock. Obstinate. Obstinate. On. On. Hot. Hot. Confiscate. Confiscate. Common. Common. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. Sound missed a slight hunt through the nose. The harsher version, the rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. With more nasality, place forward. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The frog got groggy and hopped away anonymously. The frog got groggy and hopped away anonymously. The even stronger accent, the frog got groggy and hopped away anonymously. In America, when the short O comes before an F, as in often, or an ONG, song, or an OS, toss, or a TH, cloth, it tends to be grouped with the OR vowel, like awful sauce. In England and Australia, it tends to be grouped with this short O, and it's much simpler because it's spelled with short O. So, we often sing songs while tossing cloth down from the loft, as opposed to often sing songs or often sing songs. So this short O before these consonants will be grouped with the short O. The next vowel is the OR sound, which in most parts of the United States is pronounced OR, except the Midwest, where it would be ah, tot, vault, and New England, tot, vault. But when you have a vowel spelled A-U, O-U, A-W, A-L, even if the L is silent, it's going to be OR, fairly well pushed forward in Australia, as it is in England, and in the Cockney sound. So you're going to have cause, cause, cough, cough, awful, awful, almost, almost, walk, walk. You taught me to vault flawlessly without falling. Slightly more pushed forward, also nasalized, with a little pump. You taught me to vault flawlessly without falling. Harsher one, you taught me to vault flawlessly without falling. More nasality. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk away. Soft version, the awful sauce made Paul pause and walk away. Even more Sydney-esque, the awful sauce made Paul pause and walk away. The next few vowels are the ones that I call the specialized Australian pronunciations. The first one of these is be the short E. Now, in Australia, the short E tends, notice I said not tens, but tends to be more of an I, of a short I. So, instead of 12, 12. 20, 20. Bend, bend. Mention, mention. Head, head. Respect, respect. Special, special. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. The harsher the accent, the more toward E. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. September 7th was a red letter day. September 7th was a red letter day. Even more through the nose, September 7th was a red letter day. Ben was renting several sections of federal land. Ben was renting several sections of federal land. Hasha, Ben was renting several sections of federal land. I'll say in passing, by the way, that this vowel almost becomes E in certain parts of New Zealand, certain New Zealand dialects. September 7th was a red letter day. Yes, it was. Ben was renting several sections of federal land. Some of the more complicated Australian vowels. One of the most complicated is the A sound in American. Of course, in America, it's sometimes pronounced A and sometimes pronounced air. Man, hand. Man, hand. Now, the complication here is that in England, there are certain consonants which come after this sound, which change it from A to A. So in England, you're going to get fast, last, grass. Now, This is not totally consistent in Australia. Most of the time you will hear fast, last, grass, and asked. Most of the time the TH sound will trigger, as in bath, pathway, rather. Of course, you've still got the Australian resonance coming here. Most of the time the F sound will change it. Staff, after, laugh, laughter. Most of the time, the NT combination will change it. Can't, advantage, plant, and chart. However, the NS sound, which does change in England, France, chance, transfer, most of the time, at least in the hard and soft Australian, will stay a. In fact, it might even go to air, as we're going to do later. Chance, France, transfer, dance, answer. One of the reasons that this is so complicated is that even in England, where it does change on the NS combination and others, there are some sounds which do not change. And for this particular problem with exceptions to the rules, I'm going to have to ask you to look into the manual and read it carefully, because there's just not enough time on the tape to explain all of the incredible variations and exceptions to this rule. But for the most part here, what you can see is it's basically the same except for the NS, except in the upper Australian, where they're going to go back and say chance and France and trance. Now, one of the main problems here is that also the harsher you get into stress, the more likely you are to get ear. So that the softest Australian sound, you'll have that, cat, happen, snack, carry. And in the harsh sounds, you'll have that, happen, snack, carry. So it's going to go something like this. If my batting hand soaks in a vat of apple cider, the soft Australian would be my batting hand soaks in a vat of apple cider. The harder, my batting hand soaks in a vat of apple cider. The handsome man actually went to see his parents, San Francisco. The handsome man actually went to see his parents in San Francisco. And the more into it you get, the handsome man actually went to see his parents in San Francisco. The more the push, the more the nasality, the more the tongue pump, and on this particular vowel, the more ear you're likely to get. The same principle applies on the diphthong ow, down, about. Now, sometimes in Australia, the softer the accent, you're going to get ow, with just a little bit of that Australian focus. So you're going to get around and down and about. But the harsher the Aussie accent again, the more you're going to get around, down, about, how, south, found, and now. So with some sentences, you would get, the crowd loudly prowled the streets of the town. With the softer version of the dialect, the crowd loudly prowled the streets of the town. And with the harsher version, the crowd loudly prowled the streets of the town. Ew, ew, again with the ew, ew, with the tongue pumping up and then down. He counted the hours and vowed to get out of the house. He counted the hours and vowed to get out of the house. The harsher version, he counted the hours and vowed to get out of the house. By the way, O-U-R, hour, if it's pronounced fully in Australia, it would be hour, but if it's changed to A-R-E, as it frequently is, it would have the Australian version of the AR, this is our house. And speaking of AR, that's really the next of the very specialized Australian pronunciations. Ah. Now, it happens on a simple R sound, like on father, and calm yourself, and aqua. But this sound, this very, very specialized Australian sound, which a lot of Americans hear as a Bostonian sound or a New England sound, this R sound happens most frequently on the AR combination, instead of Marshall, Marshall. Instead of scarf, scarf. It's not just scuff, scuff, scarf, scarf. A very palatalized, nasalized sound. Charming, charming. Harsh, hash. So he disembarked from the sparkling new golf